At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Megan Diana. Megan Diana is the founder of Piano Push Play.
Good morning.
Hey, Megan. How
are
you?
Good morning. I'm doing lovely.
Piano Push Play. That's an interesting name of what you do. What is it? What is Piano Push Play?
Piano Push Play is an installation of public pianos out in the street, new ones every summer by different artists. They're welcoming. They say, please play me. They invite the people of Portland to come out and play a song, share your music. And at the end of the summer, we donate them and we start all over again the next spring with the same thing where I get new pianos donated to me. I find 10 new artists, usually 10. And then, you know, we have a big kickoff, and then they go out around town to parks, on street corners, food cart pods, all kinds of different locations.
Yeah, anybody who's spent any time in Portland in the summertime has probably seen these pianos around town.
We are getting to that point where it's hard to find somebody that hasn't seen these pianos in the summer.
But maybe when you do see them as a Portlander, if you see them, you maybe go, where did this come from? Why is there a piano out here on the waterfront?
Well, it came from my brain. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you the origin story because that's how we got our name. One day I came out of Al's Den downtown, 13th and Burnside, very busy, multiple streets all coming together. And I came out with some friends after, you know, having a little drink at night on a summer evening. We come out and there's this amazing cellist playing right on 13th and Burnside under the Zoo Bomb bike sculpture that's there with a looping pedal and all this stuff. And it was just creating this incredible moment, this beautiful soundscape. And I remember saying to my friends at the time, wow, I wish I could do that. I wish I could create a moment like this right in the middle of this urban, you know, environment where I made, you know, kind of people stop and have this beautiful moment with their friends. You know, heighten the beauty of summer, you know, by having glorious live music on the street. That's kind of unexpected, and you didn't know you were going to get. And I think all of us, and even me at the time, I was like, oh, that's a nice idea, but I don't know how to make that happen. And I was, you know, going to Portland State at the time. I was studying piano. But the idea was not going to leaving my brain. And for a couple months, I just was like, you know, thinking about it. And I finally was in that neighborhood again one evening, and I walked by Portland Piano Co., which was just two blocks down the street from that street corner. And basically, a couple, you know, weeks later, I got the courage to go in and say, hey, I would love to do like a pop-up concert. This was the era of like flash mobs and stuff like that, right? This is 2011 we're talking. And I said, I just want to give one concert on the street corner that we can see from your front door. I'm a poor student, so, you know, is that, how much does it cost to rent a piano? And would you even let me put it outside? And this beautiful, lovely woman named Brenda, who still, I believe, works at Portland Piano Co., was like, we like your idea. We'll mount a piano on a dolly. And when you want, you can go push it up the street and play for people. And I was like, oh, okay.
What?
I guess I'm going to have to do this idea. And so eventually I round enough and up enough friends because I needed help pushing this piano. You know, you need at least like two other friends to like push you up, you know, down sidewalks, up and down, you know. We made a pact that, okay, every Thursday in July and August, we're going to go grab the piano. We're going to push it up to the same place, to 13th and Burnside, and take turns, you know, playing all our different songs and music. And, you know, because I had one friend who was like a jazz pianist. I had one friend who was a songwriter. And I had, you know, my little classical things. And we did that every Thursday for a couple months. And we would, you know, push it up, push back. And during that time, well, I got a different response to playing music than I think I'd ever had my whole life growing up playing music, which was like some people walking by, having a moment, and then coming up and saying, thank you. Wow. You know, like, wow, that was, I was having a bad day at work. And then I just walked in on this thing and that was so cool. And, you know, beautiful music and thank you. You know, it wasn't like a teacher that was like, well, that was nice. And you did that part nice and, you know, beautiful feeling. And, but, you know, fix this, you know.
Yeah.
It was such a different kind of response to playing music for people. And also during that time, somebody sent me an article from the New York Times that was like, hey, this kind of sounds like what you're doing, which was a thing called street pianos where people had left pianos on the streets for the whole, for 2 weeks. And all that stuff. And anybody could play. Because a few times during that first summer, there were a couple of people that walked by and were like, can I hop on for a song? Or can we do Heart and Soul together or something like that, you know? Cute. And so I got this article and I was like, wow, well, I don't want to wait for this project to come to Portland. I'm going to do it, you know? And I had become friends with this piano store by now. And I had learned they had all these old uprights in their attic that, you know, when somebody buys a new piano or maybe upgrades to a nicer one, it's like a car lot. Like they haul away your old one, but it's not even worth it for them to sell on their showroom floor.
Okay.
So I went back to Brenda and I said, hey, I want to do an installation next summer. That's, you know, where the pianos were, they're just out there, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. I don't know where I'm going to put them. I don't know who's going to paint them. But can I have five of your old uprights next summer for this idea? And she said, yes. So
yes.
Props to Brenda for believing in me from the get-go. And so, you know, the next summer, 2012, was when I kind of reached out to places like the Art Museum and Saturday Market. And I threw one, you know, I just dropped a piano on 13th and Burnside. I didn't ask anybody about it. And I had like my roommates, one of them was kind of an artist at the time. Like she painted one. I just stenciled, please play me on one of them. And I came to learn about an organization called Awesome Portland, which is like a micro grant organization.
Okay.
So they met like every month and they would give away $1,000. You had to do this pitch in front of people at a bar. And I remember I pitched in like April of that summer and I lost. I didn't get it, but they were like, come back and pitch next month, you know. And this project was like in about to happen, you know. It was going to kick off in June, and I thankfully just like barreled ahead, pitched again, won, got $1,000, and that's how the first year even happened. 2012 was like, you know, just finding resources everywhere I could for, you know, for on people's goodwill and belief that, you know, it was going to be all right. So now here we are 13 years later.
That's one of my very favorite stories ever. I've talked to you on the show before and you've told me that story, and it's, I've shared that story with so many people. People ask me, what's some of your favorite guests you've had on the show? Megan Diana is one of my very favorite guests.
Gary, thank you.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking to Megan Diana, founder of Piano Push Play, which are those pianos all over Portland that you see all summer long. And this is year 13.
Year 13, and we've done a lot of different things, you know, over the 13 years. We've done, you know, we went from 5, and then we did 10, and then one year we did 20, and, you know, 3 of those pianos were baby grands, and, you know, we even had an app for a couple years. We've done piano passports. We've had beacons in our pianos so that if you had the app, you could, like, come next to a piano and it would tell you, like, oh, I'm here. Come and play me. And, you know, we've done all kinds of different things. And yet, in the end, I've kind of come back to realizing that the most radical thing about this project is that it keeps happening. And that it's keeps being free for people, and it just keeps popping up. It's there. It's ephemeral. You got to play them while they're there. And then, you know, before you know it, they're gone. But, you know, but they're going to come back next summer. You know, because, all throughout the year, I always get asked about when they're coming back and how can I participate? And, you know, usually I get a lot of really lovely, beautiful stories about people meeting a stranger over a piano or, you know, taking a night walk because something bad has been going on in their life and they come across the piano and they, you know, they seriously get some healing from it and all kinds of incredible stories. So, you know, just getting those moments from people is always like, of course I have to keep doing this, you know, like that's definitely enough.
Some of the logistics, how does that happen? Because they're protected. Like the city just protects these pianos.
I mean, I do believe that there is some deep seated respect and love for this instrument from almost everyone. You know, we have such a low, if you think about it, like, yes, we have had a few pianos that have, you know, gotten vandalized, I guess you could, for sure say, but, you know, in terms of 13 years, like over 120 or 30 pianos or something by now have made it through several months on the streets of Portland. They're not locked to anything. The benches aren't locked to them. Like they don't get, you know, and they stay in good shape and they, for the most part, you know, end the summer looking pretty darn close to what they did at the beginning because people of all walks of life love this instrument. And I think if you give people the opportunity to be respectful and kind of like say, I trust you with this. I trust you with this gift on the street. I trust that you're not going to do anything bad to it. They will be, you know. I mean, I deeply believe in respecting people and believing that they're going to be good, you know. Yeah.
Totally. Looking for the best in people and they're delivering.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people that you would never really think could go up and play the piano beautifully or just play some musical, gorgeous stuff or really deep, emotional things. They do. The people, there's a lot of people not living in a home that play our pianos, and you know, it really does surprise some people. And I mean, it's another reason I do this, is that it breaks down the barriers of people that would never interact, or you know, they view others differently when they see who's playing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What's a good story that you have when you've ever just kind of spied on a piano?
Oh,
to
yeah.
See what's going
I mean,
on?
Yeah, that's my favorite part. well, there's a couple. I mean, for instance, I remember there was a year we were doing a thing where we were putting a bunch of them for the day on the bus mall. It was a part of like some kind of TriMet event that we were doing. So we were bringing like four or five to the bus mall. And we had just dropped one off, and I had met the piano movers just to kind of be like, okay, let's. I want it right here. I want it facing this way. Thank you. And then as, you know, they were already gone, I was walking away, and this like group of teenage boys were like skateboarding down the bus mall. And I kind of like heard one of them like get off and like walk over to the piano. And then he just like sits down directly. His friends get off their skateboards. They come over. And then this kid, this teenage boy, just starts playing Fur Elise, and his friends are just watching him, and he plays the whole song, and then he finishes and he gets back on his skateboard, and then they all go off, you know. And it's like, I just, you know, I bet a lot of people would have never thought that this kid would get up there and play some Beethoven, you know, for his friends. And they were all kind of like, yeah, cool. It's, and then they just skateboarded off. But yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
like that, where it's just like, oh, I would have never thought that person walking around with all their worldly possessions just sat down and played some beautiful Beatles tunes.
Right.
Or something they're making up right now, you know, and all I can see all these other people like watching it, watching this whole story unfold and wondering, you know, wow, I wonder what the story is there. But they are viewing that person in a different light, know, and it's because that piano is there and they get to express themselves in a way that maybe they can't even really talk about.
Right.
You know, and that's really important.
Totally. We're talking today with Megan Diana, founder of Piano Push Play. Those pianos you see all over Portland in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Where are some of your favorite places you've placed pianos, and where are they going this year?
Ooh. Well, we do love our parks locations. We almost have always had one on top of Mount Tabor, which is such a obviously gorgeous location, and it's such a perfect natural location. We usually do a lot of like sunset concerts with some of our favorite pianists, where it's kind of a little bit more organized. So it's like, oh, this evening at 7, Asher Fulero is going to play from, you know, 7 until the sun goes down. And all of a sudden, right at 7, there's a couple hundred people right on the little hill that's kind of looking over him playing the piano and the whole track, you know, on the summit. I mean, we always put one at our original location for just a couple weeks, which is just kind of paying homage to our origins. And I do love, we have a piano. We've been putting a piano at Mississippi Records for the last 5 or 6 years, and it gets to really like stay there because there's a little natural overhang that's right outside their front door. And we've even started to occasionally do concerts. We'll get our friends to help us roll it over to the park that's just across the street and actually like have an amplified music concert. We've done that a couple years in a row. This year, some new locations for us are, we're actually going to be in Selwood Park. There's a new little place called The Shack that's like a renovated, older building that's going to be a new community center. There's like some food and all these different things that you can get there, but we're going to have a piano there. And we're just starting to work out when we're going to do some concerts in the park in August at that piano. But we're actually making a custom piano for the Heathman Hotel this year, which is really exciting. And so an artist that's worked with us many times, Jennifer Mark, she's already created like 3 pianos for us in the past, which again is something that happens. There's some artists that really like love, you know, almost every year they're like, can I make a new one? Because I had another idea and I want to, you know. But she's helping us make a beautiful custom piano for the Heathman Hotel lobby that's just going to live in the hotel now, you know. And we're going to do a very fancy fun concert again in August at that piano with some of our favorite pianists. And we'll be putting all these events on our website, of course. But I love putting a piano at Topaz Farms. Mm-hmm. We've put pianos there a lot. You know, it's always fun to put them in contrasting locations you know, places you never thought you'd see a piano. Like, let's put it under a tree at a farm or a bustling street corner, or we're definitely going to have one at Director Park again all summer long, which is kind of, you know, they're our new host, our host for a kickoff concert and all that stuff. But we're going to do some concerts at Director Park at that piano.
And the kickoff is coming up Friday, right? Friday the
18th? Yes. Friday the 18th, 7 p.m., Director Park. We'll have all the pianos all in one place for one night, which has always been our tradition. And we keep our kickoff concert structure the same every year. We always have 4 or 5 performers that I've asked to come and play one song, and then the audience can put their name in the hat. And, you know, most of the time, the best surprises are these audience draws that are just grandmas and children and, you know, who knows, people coming up and just playing their heart out. And it's really, really special.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's another way for us to get out the idea of, like, who gets to say who gets to play these instruments, you know, because sometimes the tradition is like they're at the airport, but it says don't touch, you know, this is for only our performers that we've asked to come, or, you know, it's really about democratizing, you know, the experience of who gets to be on stage, you know. It's everybody.
All of these pianos say, please play me on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they invite you to come sit down and play, whether you know how to do it or not.
Yeah. And there's lots of people that, you know, I mean, that's, we all got to start somewhere.
Right.
You know, everybody who's ever learned how to play it at one time, like, didn't quite know what they were doing. You know, they had to come up and kind of experiment. And sure, there may have been lots of people that were like, all of a sudden, you know, really quickly adapt at playing this instrument. But there was one year that I loved that the last person picked from the audience was like an 8 or 9 year old girl who, you know, was really encouraged to put her name in the hat. But was like, you know, my friend who was kind of organizing who wanted to put their name in the hat really encouraged her. And this girl was like, but I just started taking lessons. And she was like, no, you're like, come on, why not? And she was the very last name pulled, and in front of, you know, like 600 people. These concerts are big.
Yeah.
A lot of people come. Like, this gal got up in front of a huge crowd of people and just got up and just played, you know, Hot Cross Buns.
So cute.
You know, but then we all just cheered for her so big, you know, so that her first experience, which is so nerve-wracking, you know, to get up and play. I mean, it's some people's greatest fear. It's some people's, that's all they want to do, right? But, you know, she had just started, and she, you know, just, it was kind of the perfect encapsulation of, yes, we all got to start somewhere. And she had this great moment where a huge courtyard of people were just applauding her and her bravery to get up and play
awesome.
The one song that she knew. So, you know, it really, really was kind of the perfect end to one of our kickoffs
that year. The kickoff this year is Friday the 18th at Director Park, downtown Portland. How long are the pianos going to be on the street?
They're going to be out until the end of August, at the very least. And I mean, in recent years, you know, our summers seem to be keep going as long, you know, pretty long. So some of them do keep going through September. We kind of just see how it feels in each location.
Yeah. And what happens to the pianos? Because that's part of the deal too.
Where do they
go after this?
I donate them to a lot of different places, schools, community centers, sometimes recording studios. Sometimes I, you know, I offer them up to the public. If you want to make a donation of, you know, here, this is the starting bid, but, you know, here are 3 pianos from this year that anybody could, you know, purchase if they'd like, you know, which again, all that keeps going back into our program because, you know, it's not cheap to move pianos. Let me tell you, the cost of everything going up. Well, let me tell you, the moving expenses is mainly what all our fundraising goes to, is like moving and tuning them. And
are you still getting them from
The public, yes. In the last couple years, you know, I get free piano offers every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I, you know, so I would say in the last 3 or 4 years, all of our pianos have exclusively been from the public. You know, somebody's downsizing, people are moving, you know, their kid went to college and, you know, doesn't play anymore. You know, all kinds of different reasons, but they also are all like, we really don't want to see this piano go to the dumps. It would be so sad. Like, you know, so please, we'd love it to go to your program. And it's really been fun because in the last couple of years, a lot of those people, I think last year, 4 or 5 of the families out of, you know, 10 pianos came to the kickoff because they wanted to see what had happened to their piano, you know, what it had turned into, and, you know, to see it get played all night long, you know, because after the big concert happens where for an hour we can only have one piano played, right? At the end of the concert, all of a sudden, like, you know, the audience is on like 10 pianos at once. Everybody's like playing in their own little world. Right. And it's really like crazy and chaotic and fun.
But, yeah, beautiful chaos.
Yeah. But even, you know, it's like there's just all kinds of connections. Like I remember last summer, one of the pianos we used. So Eric, who owns Mississippi Records, like his aunt and uncle reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we have this piano we grew up with. Even, you know, Eric like played it, all these things as a kid. And we can't use it anymore. He told us about your project. You know, can we give it to you to be renovated? So, you know, it was in great condition. So I said yes. And then, you know, that piano was the one that ended up being outside Mississippi Records last summer. It was like the piano that he knew growing up as a kid. And
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah.
It was a little circle of life.
Yeah. Got about a minute left. So tell me everything I need to know about Piano Push Play this summer around Portland.
Well, please come to the kickoff. It's free and open for all. If you are a player, like brush up on what you want to hopefully play when your name is called from that hat. Cause we're going to have 4 or 5 spots for anybody to, come up and play in our concert. Starting next week, we're going to have a piano map up on our website, pianopushplay.com, of where the 6 pianos are going to be. We are doing 6 pianos this summer. That's our lucky number.
Yeah.
Because we want to. And yes, they're going to be out and about July and August and maybe even into September. Hopefully there's going to be one in your neighborhood. Please, you know, we want to see and hear what you're playing.
Yeah. And now when you see those pianos all over Portland, now you know where they come from. We just heard the story.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they come from you. They come from Portland.
Yeah, this is so great. You do such cool stuff.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. We've been talking today with Meg and Diana, founder of Piano Push Play.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.